And we are in Washington, D.C. today, ahead of tomorrow's inauguration of Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States. And Robin, all over town, there are people who have come here for tomorrow's events. Hundreds of thousands expected to turn out.
And yes, you could pick them out at Reagan National Airport last night, especially the women just in from Texas. They had on these red, white, and blue shirts. I just wondered, are you here for the inauguration?
We are here for the inauguration.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have the Texas flag shirts on.
So they're blue, red,
white,
blue, star.
The big star. Yeah. This is actually because we were both national delegates.
I couldn't help but notice your Make America Great Again hat. What are you here for?
I'm here for the inauguration, parade, concert, all the balls. It's going to be a great time.
Where'd you come from?
Dallas, Texas.
And what's your hope for the days ahead?
Hope that it's a peaceful transition and that everyone can celebrate collectively.
And what are you looking forward to on Friday?
President Trump getting inaugurated.
Yeah. What does it mean to you?
It's everything. I think Trump's almost a modern-day George Washington.
Modern-day George Washington. Sounds of Americans arriving in D.C. for tomorrow's inauguration. And someone who's seen this incoming every 4 years is Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Great to be with you, Robin.
With you. And change in the air and change on the air. We've been watching today Vice President-elect Mike Pence, head of the transition team, spoke about Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Let's listen.
I'm proud to say to be at a place where we've named our entire cabinet before we reach that historic day tomorrow.
Okay. Your thoughts on the choice of words there, Ron Elving?
That's a good thing, to have chosen all of your cabinet by the first day of the administration. Of course, they've not been confirmed, and perhaps two of them will be confirmed tomorrow, General Mattis and General Kelly for Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Homeland Security. They have cleared their committees, and they're ready for Senate approval tomorrow. The rest of the cabinet is still in the process. The last one was just named last night. That's former Governor of Georgia, Sonny Perdue, who will be the new Agriculture Secretary. So that was the last name to be named. But, of course, the confirmation process is still very much in process.
Well, and your thoughts on that? Because, you know, Vice President-elect Pence was saying they've named, you know, as if it's done, but it's not done.
No, it's not done. This is not to say that any of the nominees may fail to be confirmed at some point or another, although there are some question marks over a couple of them. But the process is a little bit slowed down. It's not nearly as fast as it was 9 years ago or 8 years ago in 2009. And the Republicans say that's because the Democrats are dragging their feet. The Democrats say it's because the Republicans haven't cleared the Office of Governmental Ethics yet. They haven't turned in their paperwork or it hasn't been vetted as yet. And we do have some extraordinarily wealthy people who have a lot of paperwork to clear.
Well, incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer also gave a briefing today, and he called out Democrats on just that, what you were saying. Let's listen.
The Democratic leadership is not working with us to ensure a continuity of government. This was not the precedent that was set by Senate Republicans when they worked with the Obama administration in 2008.
And what else are we hearing about their frustration?
They would, of course, like to have the confirmation process already be finished. But in a number of cases, the individuals who were chosen by the Trump transition team had not been vetted prior to the election because, well, they may not have expected them. They may not have expected at the time to be asking people to serve in the cabinet. So they didn't really have a pre-selected list to already be vetted. And so it took quite a bit of time. Even though they were named quickly, it took quite a bit of time to do the original vetting, get the paperwork together to go to the Office of Governmental Ethics, which is supposed to have signed off before the confirmation hearings take place in the committees of the Senate. Yeah. And that hasn't taken place even yet for many of these nominees.
Well, just one note from the hearings today. Rick Perry, former Texas governor, former presidential candidate, Donald Trump's pick to head the Department of Energy, which, of course, he famously once said when he remembered the name of it that he wanted to get rid of. His hearing started today. Your thoughts?
He said this at his hearing this morning. My past statements made over 5 years ago about abolishing the Department of Energy do not reflect my current thinking, which I think would be a great relief to many people in that department. In fact, he said, after being briefed on so many of the vital functions of the Department of Energy, I regret recommending its elimination.
Because now I might have a job heading it. So, Ron Elving, you've seen many of these, as we said, comings and goings. Your thoughts on this particular day before inauguration, how it feels to you?
Well, it's great in Washington right now because it's warm. It's not freezing like it was 8 years ago, down around zero. And we have unusually warm weather, unseasonably warm weather, but we're worried about it raining tomorrow and raining on the parade, quite literally. But there's quite a mix of emotions here. This city and the immediate region around it did not vote for Donald Trump, but the people who are coming here are ecstatic, as we just heard from the people at the airport. They're enormously excited about it, much like people were 8 years ago for Barack Obama.
It's the mark of America, the peaceful transition of power, and we will witness it. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.